With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Instead of humorist Roy Blunt, it's now novelist Roy Blunt.
Which elevates me, at least in my own eyes, considerably. I mean, it's hard going around being a humorist. You talk to someone on the plane and they ask you what you do and you say you're a writer. And they say, what do you write? And you have to say, well, humor.
So much better to say you're a novelist.
And I've written a novel about a woman who becomes the first woman president of the United States, which drags her husband into the unenviable position of being the first male first lady.
The hero in Roy Blunt's novel, First Hubby, is also a humorist.
People are always expecting him to say something funny, and he says, do people, when they meet Kim Basinger, expect her to get naked? I mean, just because she does that for a living doesn't mean she's going to do it. In fact, they don't expect her to, probably don't even hold out much hope that they will.
Roy Blunt has written 10 books of humor, but First Hubby is his first novel, although he once started a work of fiction and got as far as 30 pages.
In this case, I took an advance. I find that having taken an advance and spent the money is a great inducement.
But it was scary making up all those characters and settings.
I always assumed that novelists knew more about how the world operates than I do, but I can see now that you can kind of fake it.
Roy Blunt's funny book about the first woman president and her husband, First Hubby, was published by Villard Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In Roy Blunt's novel, First Hubby, the Republicans self-destruct after Marilyn Quayle leads a coup attempt.
The Bush administration is disgraced by the machinations of Marilyn Quayle, who senses that her husband is not going to be included on the ticket in 1992, and therefore she tries to seduce George Bush and then tries to poison him, and then she is caught and escapes to Libya.
Anyway, a new administration moves into the White House. By a fluke, a fish falls on the new president and kills him. The vice president is elevated to chief executive, the first woman president, and her husband becomes the first male first lady.
And all of a sudden, he's a spouse. That's his job. He's famous for being a spouse.
First Hubby Guy Fawkes has to meet school children and host White House teas.
And they ask Guy Fawkes how he wants to redecorate the White House. He doesn't want to redecorate the White House. It looks fine to him.
The president uses her sex appeal, and that makes First Hubby jealous.
One of their old friends tells him that you have to realize that the whole country is in love with your wife, and therefore they want you to be dead.
Things get complicated. Noriega beats his drug rap and goes back to Panama, prompting the president to think about sending troops, to which her husband responds with a pun.
When she says she's considering reinvading Panama, he says sarcastically, go ahead, have yourself a merry little isthmus.
It's all in fun. First Hubby by Roy Blunt Jr. was published by Villard. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Humorist Roy Blunt wanted to write a political satire, so he began to think what it would be like for a husband to play second fiddle to his wife.
Wives have been known to complain that, why should we have to live here just because your job is here? So I put myself in the position of the person who doesn't want to live somewhere just because his spouse's job is there. He doesn't want to be in the White House.
Blunt's funny novel, First Hubby, is the story of the country's first woman president and her reluctant spouse. Roy Blunt says he's ambivalent politically, although for a while he admired his fellow Georgian, Jimmy Carter.
There was Daddy King, Martin Luther King Sr., leading the nation and singing We Shall Overcome in support of this white Georgian, and it made me feel good. And my ex-brother-in-law jumped up, who's from the South too, jumped up and said, we ain't trash no more.
A while back, Roy Blunt was the star of his own one-man show, in which he talked for an hour and a half every night. Roy says talking is easier than writing.
When you're talking for an audience, you can wave your arms and jump up and down and throw your hat in the air and do things that you can't get away with in writing.
Roy Blunt has been writing humor since he was a high schooler and has published his work in 94 different magazines and newspapers, some obscure, such as Organic Gardening.
And they call me up and say, will you write a piece about women's underwear for us? And if it rings a bell with me, as the topic of women's underwear did, I say yes.
Roy Blunt Jr.'s fans will enjoy his novel about life in the White House with the first woman president and her spouse. Villard Books published First Hubby. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.